Saudi Arabia says it has halted flights at 7 airports in the south of the kingdom amid its ongoing military aggression against neighboring Yemen. The civil aviation of Saudi Arabia says international and domestic flights have been halted at the airports from dawn on Thursday and remain suspended until further notice. This comes as the Saudi attacks continue against Yemen amid silence from international community. The Arab League and a number of other countries, including the U.S. and Turkey, are backing the invasion. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has praised the military action. He says Washington will provide intelligence and targeting assistance, as well as advisory and logistical support for the airstrikes against Yemen. Four Egyptian warships have also entered the Suez en route from the Gulf of Aden. Well, meanwhile, the chorus of opposition to the Saudi-led invasion of Yemen is growing louder as well. Iran has warned against an escalation in the Arab country, calling for dialogue among Yemeni parties without external interference.
We believe that the situation in Yemen is a very dangerous situation, and we advise against any escalation because we believe that any interference in Yemen will simply lead to further loss of human life, as it has since this morning. We believe that there is an urgent need for dialogue, for understanding among the Yemenis without external interference.
Zarif was speaking with reporters in the Swiss city of Lausanne on the sidelines of Iran's nuclear negotiations. Iran has also opposed a Saudi invasion of Yemen. Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Ja'fari said military intervention is not a solution to Yemen's crisis. Syria has urged respect for the country's sovereignty and freedom, and Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah has strongly condemned the Saudi attacks as well. Now, Hezbollah says the aggression lacks wisdom and justification and will create tensions in the region. Meanwhile, Russia has also criticized the invasion, saying the UN Charter requires peaceful settlement of such disputes. Let's speak to political commentator Ibrahim Moussaoui, and he joins us from Beirut. Mr. Moussaoui, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, it's quite clear that there will not be a peaceful settlement as far as Saudi Arabia is concerned. What do you make of this invasion? How long can Saudi Arabia go at it because we do know there will be resistance from within Yemen?
Well, of course, first of all, let's say that this is not acceptable by any terms. This is a condemned attack, aggression against the Yemeni people. The Yemeni people has had the first chance in its history maybe to come all together in order to produce a certain solution via dialogue, via political discussions, in order to ensure the sovereignty, independence, and freedom of the Yemeni people. We know very well the regional powers, one of them is Saudi Arabia. They are not in a position to accept any kind of independence in Yemen. And they have been like persecuting the Yemeni people long time ago. This kind of aggression that is condemned is not acceptable. It is amateurish, it is adventurous, and it's not going to lead anywhere. We know very well the bombardment from the sky is an uncalculated amateurish attempt in order to subjugate the Yemeni people. The Yemeni people now are in a position to sacrifice in order to have their own sovereignty, in order to preserve their dignity, and in order to have their own independence. The Saudi Arabia and other regional powers should be in a position to encourage this kind of internal dialogue in Yemen, not to play this role of sedition, not to go into this kind of adventure that would further escalate the situation, which is not boiled down necessarily to the interest of Saudi Arabia itself and all others. That's why it isn't too late for Saudi Arabia to remake its calculations with the other regional powers and to think more and more about many inflammatory crises. We didn't see this kind of zeal to Palestine or to Gaza, for example.
Right. Now, Mr. Moussaoui, speaking of which, we're also seeing many people drawing parallels between Saudi Arabia's inaction when it comes to Palestine, but its willingness, for example, to bomb Syria or to go into Libya, even going to Bahrain. Even France has said that the Saudi invasion is legitimate because the government, which they claim ex-president Abdelrabou Mansour Hadi represents, has requested this invasion.
Well, the huge demonstration that we all saw in Sana'a today is enough of a manifestation to say that the Yemeni people say or what they want. When we talk about the former president, he himself resigned and his term has come into an end. So there is no justification, there is no legal action in what they have done. And I believe it boils down only to the interest of the United States, and we have been able to see that the United States supported the attack, the aggression by Saudis and the other regional forces against Yemen, which necessarily means that this is not to the interest of the Arab people, to the Muslim people, but it boils down to the interest of the United States and its backers, to the United States and its allies in the region. We have been able to see how the Israelis, the Israeli enemy, fervently praised and supported this kind of attack against Yemen, and they have maximized and they talked about grander concerns about what's happening in Yemen. I believe this is not going to change anything. I believe the Yemeni people are going to continue their struggle in order to preserve their dignity, their sovereignty and independence, and this is not going to change much. The only thing that we will see, maybe more destruction, maybe more loss of lives, martyrs, whatever, but this is not going to bring a kind of victory to Saudi Arabia and its allies in the region.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. Political commentator Ibrahim Moussaoui joining us from studios in Beirut. Mr. Moussaoui, it's always good to talk to you here on Press TV.